This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, last week was short but not so sweet, as the April cold storage report sent some shivers into the CME butter trade.
It surely did, yeah. The cold storage number for butter was 361 million pounds, which was better than expected by at least 11 million pounds. At least that's our forecast, was for 350 million pounds in storage. So that's up 9% from last year. It's up 13% from last month. And it tells us, hey, we have some butter out there. Maybe we don't have so much a problem on the supply of bulk butter as we do on the supply of available futures contracts. You know, this rally that really started back at the end of January has been driven primarily by the futures market. You know, the bidding for contracts, understandably, end users want coverage on butter. Something south of $3 would be ideal. But the spot market has been the follower. And the interesting thing about that, Lee, for your listeners, is that when we have a legitimate bull market on a product, you know, typically the spot market will lead the rally. And the reason for that is the market is saying, hey, we have a supply-demand imbalance. We can argue about what that imbalance is. It exists. We're going to put the spot price, the actual product price, as the highest price on the board, and the futures will be at a discount to disincentivize anybody who makes that product from putting it away. In other words, make the product today and bring it to the market today. That's the absolute best price you can get. And that didn't happen this whole last 3 months, and now it's starting to unravel a little bit. So I do think there's more downside on butter. Cheese, relatively neutral. I don't think that, you know, still kind of in the $1.80 price level, given the cold storage that we have out there. Cheddar was a little bit, I should say American style cheeses were a little bit heavier, but nothing really to write home about on the cheese side.
What about powder? It seems to be lagging as well. It comes up a little bit and then it shrinks back down.
Right. Yeah. The old habit of kind of looking at the world prices and global demand and saying that's been bearish for the last 6, 8, 10, 12 months, so it should continue that way. Those old habits die hard, and that's the situation. In other words, the market's been very sideways, and globally it's been sideways to a little bit firmer. We're starting to see that through on some of the product prices on GDT over the last few events. But the reality of it is you'll have more buyers, unfortunately, at $1.25 in the U.S. or $1.28 than you do at $1.18, because there's going to be a fear of missing out, just like we saw in cheese back in April.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Producers in participating states can soon enroll in a pilot program connected to continuing response to the HVN1 virus in dairy cows. We hear more from our nation's capital from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
The shape and nature of prevention and protection efforts against the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle, as explained by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in early May.
We have said often throughout this process, USDA remains committed to evolving its response and course of action.
Along that approach comes word this week of a new voluntary H5N1 dairy herd status pilot program. $824 million in Commodity Credit Corporation emergency funding is being used to implement this pilot, designed to increase monitoring options for dairy producers. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is working with state animal health agencies to determine states to participate in the pilot, with enrollment for dairy growers within involved states scheduled to begin this Monday. More details are available at aphis.usda.gov/livestock-poultry-disease. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Some key numbers from the new USDA trade forecast. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
Exports remain at $170.5 billion. That's down $8.2 billion from 2023. On the import side, there actually was an upward revision of imports of $1.5 billion, and that's up from $195.4 billion the prior year. So you're talking about a $7.1 billion increase in imports year over year and a $8.2 billion decline in exports.
And that's USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.